Okay, Chris Johnson here with another audio. This is about sound systems. It can be a pretty brief one. There's a lot of different options out there for sound systems. And if you've been working for any length of time and you work for a larger audio, have your own sound system, and it probably works great. But if you're a birthday performer or a library performer or a performer who is used to need to have your own sound system. I've spoken to and worked with other performers who always go into the school system and borrow their sound system, and they haven't had any problems. The 36 states across, I've performed in 36 states across the country. Actually 38, but two of them were virtual, so I don't count that because I never actually stepped foot in the state. Most of the states I've performed in, I've driven to, I'd say at least half of them. But for the ones I've flown to and I've had to use their sound systems, I have not been blessed with good luck. The folks at the schools are kind. They're accommodating. They do the best they can. But remember, most of the time, these are not technically minded people. And in my experience, if I have to borrow the school's system, Murphy's Law will dictate that the day that I'm there for my show, the people who know how to work the equipment aren't there that day. I remember once I had to fly to Virginia. It was about, I wound up driving. I had my flight got canceled because of snow, and it was like a $3,000 gig, and I really didn't want to lose that money. So I hopped into my car, and my flight was canceled. Drove all night to get to the school the next morning, only to find, and I didn't. My time was so short. Once my flight was canceled, I didn't have time to drive home from the airport, pick up my sound system, and leave. I just went right from the airport right to the school. I drove the whole way. So I didn't have a sound system with me. And I got there, and I had to do three shows that day. And two shows at one school, one show at another school. So it was three shows total. And I found out that the person who was in charge of the sound system, he was out that day. So I had to do these three shows without a sound system, and I could barely talk afterwards. It was really rough. My client loved me, and everything worked out fine. And I could just regale you with story after story of school all over the country. I mean, Iowa, Nebraska, California, and the struggles I've had with a system that actually works. And they're apologetic. They say, "Oh my goodness, we're so sorry. This worked yesterday. We can't get it to work today." And then we finally get it to work. And it's a lot of hassle for the school. And as a performer, when you know you've got 300 kids coming in to do a show, and the people you're working for, they're not sure if they can get the system available to work. Oh boy, I cannot tell you the amount of stress that causes. And then there's a different sound quality, because if it's not a system you use all the time, the sound quality will throw you off. I mean, I know when I use a system that's not my own, it sounds different, and I can't explain it other than to say that it throws me off, because it's not used to hearing myself out of a sound system. You can rent a system. I did that once. I flew out west for about 2 weeks worth of stage hypnosis shows, and rather than making it out, I had like 10 shows over the course of 14 days or something like that, and rather than struggle with the idea of trying to get every school to figure out their sound system, I wound up just going to this is recommended to me by the agency, and they're absolutely right. I went to a local music center and just rented a system for 2 weeks, and it cost me like an extra couple $100. But the lack of stress, because I rented the same system that I happen to have at home. So the lack of stress was just like a godsend. But if you're going to be working in a local market, things you can drive to, I really recommend getting your own system. Now, I got about 20 years ago, it was like this big Frankenstein monstrosity I put together myself. It was too large, the carpet covered speakers, two large tripods, and then a mixing board. So, and at the time I hadn't found a cart yet, so I had to carry everything by hand. So it was like three trips in the door just for my sound system. And then years later, I tried a Florida Magic sound system, and it was like the earliest iteration of the Florida Magic sound system was, I want to say it was like about a foot square. It was a really old, a very small system, and I'd heard reviews, and you could do it for 300-400 people at a time. Making that thing work. I mean, if you really bad, it sounded like you were talking out of a tin can. So I don't recommend that one. And then I went and I got it was one of those all-in-one units. and it was called a Peavey, by the company called Peavey. And it was basically almost like a capsule shape, but it was very large. It was about it was about 3 feet in length, about a foot thick, and about a foot or 18 inches or so wide. And it was like this entire unit where you unbuckled it, and the top of it came off in the form of two speakers. The mixing board is inside, and you had two tripods inside the thing. You would set it up and then run all the cables. And that was nice because it was all one unit. And he had your two speakers, and it sounded great, it looked great, and I ran that for a number of years. And then it was heavy. It was really heavy. And I began, looking at different options that I could use to, something a little bit smaller. And I went to a guitar center, and I was considering a system that one of my friends had recommended. And as I was pondering that one, the gentleman at the guitar center, he's like, "What about this?" And he pointed out a Bose, Bose, the Bose L1. Oh my God, a godsend. That was about 15 years, maybe 12, God, how long it was. Ran that sucker into the ground for about 12 years, and then just last year, it started to die on me. I started getting feedback when I was doing the dial to control the volume. But the Bose L1, and I bought another one. I bought it last year, and I've been using it all this year, 2023, and it's been fantastic. My first one ran $1,000. They've since discontinued this particular model of it, but they've got a new model, and I think it's like $1,200. I forget exactly. And it's essentially the same thing. It's just a tiny bit bigger. Weighs like maybe 20, 30 pounds. I forget. And what's nice about this, it's a one speaker unit. So you walk in, you get this bass unit, you take the cover off, you take two towers. They're plastic towers, no wires to worry about. They just click into place into the bass. It allows you to elevate the speaker so the sound washes over everybody's heads. And then you plug in your microphone, you plug in your music source, or you're using music, and you are good to go. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, my entire system with my microphone sets up in less than 5 minutes. And what I like about a one-speaker system is that you can have all of your cables and wires in one space. If you have a two-speaker system, you've got to spread the wires across the stage. So you've got two speakers, one on your left, one on your right. You've got to spread it across the stage. It's more tripping hazards. A one-speaker system, if you're able to have it close to the wall, then it drastically reduces the likelihood of anybody tripping over it. I really think it's the way to go. Whether you go with a Bose or not, a one-speaker, love it to death. Around $1,200 now to buy it new, and but the first of all, the sound quality is fantastic. So you're going to sound good. You're going to sound professional. Everybody's going to be able to hear you clearly, which is of paramount importance for a school assembly program. Secondly, I personally don't put a lot of cachet into prestige, but there is something cool about somebody walking up, looking at your setup, and like I said, my graphics are very well designed, and I've had people look at my graphics for, goodness, what agency are you from? They assume that I must be hired out, that I'm part of a bigger company. Then they look at my sound system, they're like, oh my God, a Bose. It gives the impression that you take what you do very seriously, and you're a professional to be reckoned with. And again, I'm not a snob, I'm not an elitist, I didn't buy the Bose because it was a Bose. I bought it because it sounded great in the shop, and I wanted something easier to carry with me. It's a great system. So consider that. Now let's talk briefly about music sources. It's copyright free. Some of it is not. And there's my wife took a class and is all about fair usage and that sort of thing. I'm not going to get into that, but you have to decide for yourself if you're going to use commercial music or not during your show. I do sometimes, and sometimes I don't. But of more interest to me for the purpose of this particular module in this discussion is how are you going to control your music? Going back 25 years ago when I first started doing professional shows, I had a little tiny, when I was doing birthday shows, I wanted to play some cool music during my show. So I had like CDs. And I would take the CD out, put in the right CD, advance to the track, hit play, and do my music, and do my magic trick. And then when it was time for the next music, I would CD, advance to the track. It was awful. I mean, it felt like fancy music. I eventually got my show timed out pretty well, so it was just in one CD, and I could just hit pause between tracks. That was okay. And then I got a, I think it was from Pollock. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but I got a used version of a system which used a MIDI disc player and a roll control to my belt. And the system, and every time I advanced a track, it had like big old numbers I could see next to my sound system to tell me what track I was on. That was pretty cool. And then I tried a couple of other things, and you know, certain things would work really well for a few years. They'd wear out. And what I've been using from the last, it's been a long time, I've been using Audio Ape. And Audio Ape is still made now, but I may have talked about this in another module of the show, or of this program, but because I'm talking about sound systems, and I figured it was a good place to bring it up again. So therefore, if you're hearing this a second time, skip over this part. If you're hearing it the first time, now you know where you can find it. If you need to review this information later on, just look for the module all about PA systems and music. But anyway, Audio Ape is a great system. I bought it not too long after it first came out. So what I had basically was a remote control unit, allowed me to put it on my belt clip and control my music. And then my Audio Ape unit has a small plastic antenna you screw into the main unit, and then you plug it into your iPod or your iPhone, and then you control your music that way. And you had to have your own way of your own software to run your music within your iPod or your cell phone. So you had to have the Audio Ape to control your music. You had to have a sound source, again, either an iPod or an iPhone. And then you had to have a specific app to run the music in the iPhone. So it was like three things you had to have. It's like, oh my God. So I put it all together. Using it for 6 years. And the newer version of Audio Ape, I don't have it, but the newest version of Audio Ape, it has, it comes with its own music source. Like this, one of my clients has it. It's like a little screen and everything. So it's all one unit. You've got the music playing app, you've got the remote control unit, and you've got the device to actually see your tracks and house your music and everything like that. So it's all in one unit now. So that I like. I mean, they've really come a long ways. Now there is one flaw on Audio Ape that as far as I know, they've not corrected yet, which kind of drives me crazy. Is on the remote control unit that clips under your belt clip. The little clip that goes on your belt clip is made out of plastic. And every time you put that clip onto your belt, the plastic is under stress a little bit as it's pushed out a little bit, and then it goes around your belt. So that plastic is under stress every time you put it on your belt. And plastic obviously over time wears out. And I kind of knew that was going to happen, which kind of drove me a little bit crazy. And after about 6 months, it did in fact wear out, which I'm like, ugh, this makes me so angry. So I did that. It wore out. The piece broke. And then after that, what I wound up doing to replace it, because I went to the company, I went to Audio Ape, and I said, do you have a replacement clip for the remote control? And they said, no, you have to buy a brand new remote. I'm like, ugh. So I did not want to spend all that money just for the remote. So I went to I went to the dollar store and I got a dollar tape measure. Went to the dollar store, got a dollar tape measure, and unscrewed the metal belt clip, screwed it into my Audio Ape remote control, and I've been using that for the last 5 or 6 years. So bang, a dollar fix. So there's a quick little tip for you. When we talk about sound systems, we have to also talk about microphones. And microphones, I mean, there's a slew of different options for your microphones. What you can do with your microphones is you can get a headset, you can get a handheld, you can get a lavalier. A lavalier is my least favorite microphone. It's one that clips. It's a little tiny thing that clips on your collar of your shirt, and I found the sound pickup is not that accurate with it. So I don't recommend a lavalier, even though I do like the hands-free aspect of it. I also have a handheld microphone to this day for my Stage Hypnosis shows, and I have to use a handheld microphone for those because I want my kids who are helping me out with the show. I want to be able to have them. You make their comments and say their funny things and everything. So I have to have a handheld microphone for that. I don't like using a handheld microphone for a magic show because I need my hands to be free. Now, admittedly, a handheld microphone has a better sound quality, and a lot of magicians like the handheld microphone, and they can, you know, have kids even during a magic show say things into the microphone and everything. There's a lot of advantages to a handheld microphone. I choose not to, but if you go the handheld microphone away, one thing you can do is, and I know Nick Lewin sells one, or other people sell it. It's like this little necklace thing you wear with a little piece of stiff metal in there, and what that allows you to do is drop the handheld microphone so it hangs on your chest with the business end of the microphone up near your mouth, just underneath your chin, so it'll pick up what you're saying hands-free. And I don't like that. I don't like that back-and-forth aspect of it, but it is an option for you to consider. Another thing you can consider is a headset. That is my preferred way of of speaking into a microphone. Headset, it wraps around your ear, and then you got a little tiny microphone with a flexible stick that goes near your mouth. You talk. They have some that, like mine's an older one, and it's got a wire that runs down my back, plugs into a battery pack, and then the main unit is plugged into my sound system, and I'm able to operate hands-free. I've been using a version of this for close to 20 years now. I know that some microphones, they're getting advanced, and they have everything built into the headset. You don't have to have a wire going down your back or anything, which is kind of nice. So that's something to consider. You can do that. Now, in terms of brand names, I know Shure is a fantastic brand name. That's what I've been using for years. Love the Shure model. Shure SM50 microphone for my handheld. I know a lot of my fellow assembly presenters, they like a country. Thinner microphone, it's flesh colored, Caucasian flesh, I should specify that, and therefore it blends in a little bit better. I just use one of the older ones where it's like a black flexible stick, and then the black little microphone by my mouth. I don't find it to be too intrusive, but the point is, you're going to need amplification, and I highly recommend getting your own amplification, your own microphone, your own music source, because you're going to know how to use that equipment. You're going to have a comfort level with it. And believe me, I've done it for years. The last thing you want to do is try to figure out a sound system when you're 20 minutes out from performing a show. So I do recommend getting your own equipment. So that's it. We'll move on now to another module.